everyone. Welcome to another episode where we shed light on topics most likely to keep in the dark. This is your host, Chubby, and today's elephant is a level 2 elephant. Today's episode is a fun one. We will be talking about books written by Black authors to celebrate Black History Month. Before we get into that, how is everyone doing? I hope you enjoy your weekend. I know I sure did. Another year around the sun for me. So yes, it was my birthday. And I always tell you every single year the same thing. Support your local artists. And by local artists, I mean around your state or other local artists in other states that you know. The beauty of social media, you're able to get connected to those people. And I love that about social media, that you are able to connect to other artists around the world, you know? It's a beautiful thing, right? but let's get into this topic. But yeah, let's get into this topic because trust me, I was gonna do a Black History Month episode. I just didn't know what kind. But let's start with the definition of what is Black History Month. Every February, the U.S. honors the contributions and sacrifices of African Americans who have helped shape the nation. Black History Month celebrates a rich cultural heritage, triumphs, and adversity that are an indelible part of our country's history. And just to add a little history on this, no pun intended, it was Carter J. Woodson, the father of Black history, who first set out in 1926 to designate a time to promote and educate people about Black history and culture. According to W. Marvin Delaney, he's a historian and the president of Association for the Study of African American Life and History. So please read the entire story. I'm going to put the link below at wwnpr.org, February Black History Month, just to learn more about how that transpired, obviously, throughout the years, as you can tell today. But in this Chubby's Book Corner, it's an extra fun one. I love books, as you all know, hence Chubby's Book Corner. But to start off the list, The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. I saw the movie and I was equally enraged. It was beautifully written, definitely a different perspective. I would definitely recommend it. But when you read the book and you actually see great actors depict what the writer wrote, it just hits different, especially when this movie came out. It was in the peak of everything. And sometimes you wonder, you know, art does imitate life, you know? And I was so angry and crying and hurt, like, how, you know? And the movie was great. The book was amazing. And it's a very popular book. So I hope whoever's watching this, you go take a read, go look at it, and I hope you leave your comment below about what you thought about it. Oh my God, this next one, right? I'm Still Here, Black Dignity in a World Made for Whiteness by Austin Channing Brown. It's a 2018 memoir about racial justice in modern America. And racism is still around, all around us, obviously, as we know for the last several years. It's just getting worse. Or that's a perspective, I should say, because who knows? From slavery to today is just one issue after another. It's just been there constantly. It never went away. Even in Christian organizations that claim to champion diversity and understanding, they found this country in religion, right? But then as we all know, they use that for their bigotry, for their racism. They hide behind that. Some, not all, you already know. But I love the book. I do recommend it. I mean, obviously it's on my list, but I do recommend it. I am going to be posting, obviously, the little pictures here on this side so you guys can see it. But yes, let's continue on to the next one. Woke, A Young Poet's Call to Justice by Theodore Taylor. It's a collection of poems to inspire kids to stay woke and become a new generation of activists. I love it because it has different writers, like it's just compilation of a bunch of them, like just one set. And it's intended for kids. So that also hits a different perspective of how you can teach the youth about injustices, like how to approach that, So that's why I chose this book. Now, the next one, I've seen it everywhere. People love to talk about it, but I truly could go on and on and on and on and on about this next book. So, I Am Not Your Negro by James Baldwin. Do I need to say more? Yes. This book is amazing. And then there was a documentary by Raoul Peck, which I didn't know until recently, because I'm the type of person that I love documentaries. And I love memoirs, biography, autobiographies, nonfiction. And this book. So in 1979, James Baldwin wrote a letter to his literary agent describing his next project, Remember This House. The book was to be a revolutionary personal account of the lives and assassinations of three of his close friends, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, and Martin Luther King Jr. At the time of Baldwin's death in 1987, he left only 30 completed pages of his manuscript. Y'all know I definitely love history. Like, this is, it was a documentary, it was like, it's nonfiction based on a true story written, you know, and depicted, you know, by Raoul Peck and the documentary. And this was so well done. I love both the book or the manuscript and the documentary equally. Obviously, what I love about the book itself, it was written by James Baldwin, and it was his own words. I'm pretty sure they probably changed a couple of things here and there, you know, spelling, you know, what they usually do, but that's what I loved. And watching his interviews back then, and the way that he portrayed himself, and the way that the media at the time, you know, depicted him, to then have to have this documentary try to piece it together. I love that I can go back to the book, you know, reread some phrases and some parts here and there. But this book makes me reflect on how lucky we are in a sense, because again, the Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, James Baldwin era was barely 60 years ago. And a lot has changed clearly, and then a lot has stayed the same. It's segregation, you know, at least between the blacks and the whites, right? But yes, I look at history like this, and I cannot believe people lived through this. And then I'm looking at it today in our time, and I'm like, we're still living through that. You know, and those are the things that haven't changed, that I obviously personally feel like we're striving to do better. You know, people like me, people who believe in justice and equality, and everybody obviously deserves the same rights. And reading this book and then watching the documentary just, it gets me talking, gets me a lot of things, like, holy hell, you know? I could talk about this book for hours, and all the things that I get from it, from just hearing it, from watching it. But then we'll never finish. And that's how good this masterpiece is. It's one of the few that you're like, wow. At least personally, when I read something like this and it was made with intention, it was written with intention, and it was amazingly written, and it's like, wow, right? At least to me. But let's move it along, because again, I will not stop talking about this book. But just to add also that when I was watching the documentary, because I stopped at the book also halfway, because I don't know if it's because I get too emotional, too attached, too wow about it, but the same thing happened with the documentary. I could not finish it. I was like, I'm like, oh my God, okay. But it's okay. Just take your time, and then you just come back to it when you feel like you're okay. Now, to move it along, this is in my core memory. I had the pleasure of meeting this person when I was a young adult living in Florida. Stacy Ann Chin, The Other Side of Paradise, was a memoir about her life growing up in Jamaica and being gay. She is fierce, and I love her poetry. And this book has always stuck in my mind. It's heartbreaking, sad, and just full of all sorts of emotions. And it's such a great read. The Other Side of Paradise. I remember holding the book and like she's signing my paper on the little flyer that I had at the time. And I had the pleasure of asking her a question. And I've been watching her Def Jam's poetry and stuff like that in her interviews. And she's so raw, so to the point, so unfiltered. And we don't get many artists like that, you know? And she's still true to herself today and following who she truly is and whatever that journey is. And this is why I love this book and her writing. And she's just so entertaining, and the way she writes, it's beautiful. Man, I also cannot stop talking about this, so I will stop. So you could go in and go find your own book online, Kindle if they have it, wherever you could look for your books. So Stacy Ann Chin, The Other Side of Paradise. Totally in love with that book. These last two are in my actual collection, but the first couple are in my Google, you know, just like a digital version of it. But I totally love the fact that writing can make you, like when you're reading something, like it can make you think so much. Thinking, and you get overwhelmed of so many thoughts. And that's how I am. I am a creative writer as well. And when I'm reading such a beautiful piece, whether it may be poetry or memoir, anything, whatever you want to call it, and it inspires me to write or to keep reading or to find other artists in that same category, I find that that's the beauty of it. Like writing, like reading certain books. And again, to me, it's like we don't find many writers that captivate you. We're in that time where everything is like the span, the short attention span that we all have now. It's like, how can you read a full book or something, you know? But yes, Fearless Fam, these were some of my favorite books throughout time. They don't have a chronological order, but whenever I stumbled upon them, I did, and they stuck to my mind. And I love that you could just go back and I'm like, oh my God, this book. I remember this book. I remember this particular phrase from this book. And I believe that these writers in particular sharing their story of their actual personal struggles in their life, it's amazing, you know, that you can articulate your words and make sure that the audience is able to also relate. But yes, I hope you enjoyed all the books, and you know, I was gonna make the list a little bit longer, but then I realized it's like these are just the few, you know, and these matter most. But you already know, Fearless Fam, this is episode 28. We've made it this far. There will be a couple of more changes coming up. Visually, it will still look the same. But yes, I have a couple of other things in store for No Filters, No Fears. And I do hope you keep supporting the channel, whether by listening to it, sharing it, commenting, liking it, or giving your opinion of what you felt. I do want to say thank you to everybody who has commented on YouTube. I do see them. I have replied. If you would like to have a conversation about it, you could always email me or send me a DM on Instagram. We could further discuss your opinion and how you feel about it. And remember, this is a judgment-free zone. We are here to not bash each other, but to talk and to just have a conversation. And you know, I love other people's perspectives, and you know my, you know how I feel. Like, as long as your opinion is not hurting anybody and you mean it with good intentions and you're willing to learn, open mind, then it's obviously more welcomed. We're not here to attack anybody, but I do appreciate the ones that have conversations with us about certain topics we have done. But you already know that you could go to our website at nofilterstudios.com. We still have a couple of shirts left. We have mugs and we have stickers. The percentage of each purchase go to a Black-owned business, an organization that deals with the Black youth. So just remember that these purchases are to go to donations to all the organizations we do support. And remember, nofiltersnofairstudios.com also has a tab where you could look at all the organizations we do follow. And I will be adding more because I realized that not all of them are there. So then I was like, oh wait, I'm gonna go do that. We're gonna update our website with the current organizations we follow, because I realize that some are not there. So that will be one of the changes. But I hope you had a beautiful Black History month. And remember, it's all year round, but that's another conversation to be had. And I hope you keep following and sharing. And remember to always stay fearless.